10 headlines from the Associated Press in 1 minute. 10 in 1.
A car rams into a crowd in Melbourne, Australia, leaving more than a dozen people hurt. Australian police say there's no evidence of a terrorist link to Thursday's car attack. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis becomes the first Pentagon chief to visit the U.S. Navy base at Guantanamo Bay in nearly 16 years. House Republicans unveil a new stripped-down spending bill to prevent a government shutdown this weekend. Former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty eyes a return to the national stage ahead of next year's unexpected Senate election. New York City is on track to smash its record low in homicides. The U.S. economy grew at a solid 3.2% in the third quarter. The number of people seeking unemployment benefits rose last week for the first time in 5 weeks. The Lakers and the Rockets' winning streak, and Elvis Presley memorabilia is headed to the auction block in January. For the AP, I'm Jennifer O'Neill with Rivet.